at the OR Tambo International Airport last night as a plane left for China. A team of 15 officials is leading the mission to bring the group back. Health Minister Zweli Mkhize.
These are South Africans who are yearning to come back home, who have requested the government, and their parents have pleaded that we must ask them to, must be able to help them to come back. So it's important for South Africans to know that this is a humanitarian exercise. We're actually trying to make sure that we are united with our South Africans, and so people must not feel so anxious about it.
He says the 122 South Africans have each tested negative for coronavirus.
South Africans must not fight about it. They must not be angry about it. They must not fear it. We must just unite as South Africans. We are not bringing people because they are sick. They are healthy. There is no problem with them. They're just coming here because they want to be back home.
Details surrounding the group's return home, including where they will be quarantined, are still unclear. Keeping with the coronavirus updating, you are invited to a discussion on understanding the coronavirus and its impact in the Auckland Park Kingsway Campus Library at the University of Johannesburg. The discussion is scheduled to take place today at 12. If you have any questions about coronavirus, you can call the government's public 24-hour hotline on 0800-029-999. 0800-029-999. Eskom will be implementing stage 4 load shedding from the hour, according to the power utility. Eskom stated the unexpected loss of additional generation units yesterday led to the need for additional power cuts. The utility explains Goerberg Unit 1 in Cape Town had to be disconnected from the grid due to damage sustained to one of the seawater circulating pumps. The damage will reportedly take a few days to repair, spokesperson Sikonathi Machancha.
Yes, until the end of the week, we will have load shedding. We are planning to return the unit at Goerberg by the end of the week. So that should then bring us some relief by weekend.
And finally, there might be some truth to all those theories around clean living and the effect it has on your largest organ. New research shows people who eat their fruits, veggies and exercise may have a real golden glow to their skin. The study has found becoming fitter, avoiding stress and sleeping longer is part of the balance between healthy lifestyle and gives skin a healthy glow. Researchers found that skin yellowness could be an indicator of a person's health by demonstrating the body has enough antioxidant reserves and low levels of stress. Taking a look at your financial indicators this hour, gold is trading at $1,649.44. The dollar is at 15 rands.